Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Workstation. Attention. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
Good morning, everybody. Your 9 o'clock cash code for the Unicorn Cash Contest is RAIN. Text RAIN, R-A-I-N. Text R-A-I-N to 72881 here in the next hour, and you're automatically entered to win $1,000. Of course, data message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right here on the Jeff Calkins Show at 10 o'clock when I will give you another Unicorn Cash Code. Text RAIN, R-A-I-N, R-A-I-N, to 72881, 72881. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not going to get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say.
What a week, and also happy Monday. What a week this will be. Today on the show, Evan Daniels is going to join us in the next segment to talk Memphis basketball recruiting, which had quite the weekend and still has quite the week ahead. Truly mind-boggling. What is happening with Memphis basketball recruiting.
Might as well land them all while you're here, right?
And you might as well just take all of them. And then Chris Harrington is going to join us at 10 o'clock. It is, on top of everything else, lottery week. It is the week that Zion comes to town. Listen to Jeffrey with a sound effect this early. It is also a lot of, wow. Yeah, we got recruiting news. We got lottery week. It is, nuts. In addition to all of that, by the way, John Beilein is leaving Michigan. This is broke according to Woj, leaving Michigan for Cleveland.
Reportedly broke as John Beilein was talking to players about his decision.
Well, that's okay.
No, that's what's amazing about it. Like,
well, that's when you do. Well, he obviously knew, and so he said, "Give me a chance to tell the players."
Sure,
right? And so when the players are in there, they're being told. He said, "Now I'll put it out."
All right.
So that makes all the sense in the world. So John Beilein is leaving Michigan for the Cavs. That's a good hire by the Cavs, I think. Don't you think? He's a coach's coach. That's what he is. And yeah. For John Beilein, he's probably looking around saying, "Yeah, Yeah. Not cheating has gotten me so far. Let's go to the league where I just have to do X's and O's.
Exactly. And at this point, I'm sure he's at some point always wondered, will it work in the NBA? Yeah, now there's your chance.
He's a great story, the way he has worked his way up. So anyway, so Michigan is now looking for a coach as well. So we already have breaking news this morning. We got the lottery to look forward to. We got Evan Daniels to look forward to. We got Chris Harrington to look forward to. Oh, and on top of that, there was, I don't know if you guys know this, some of it missed it, but there was a big shot yesterday by a guy named Kawhi Leonard. Honestly, there was a whole weekend of stunningly gripping NBA basketball, which we'll talk about a little bit when we get to Chris with Chris Harrington, including Golden State proving that, once again, that the Kevin Durant championships are tarnished, right?
Yes. When you thought they couldn't get any cheaper.
Any cheaper. These cheap Kevin Durant
now
titles.
Now we see what it's like without
him. They don't even need him. Like, he truly was just gilding the lily on the parade. Anyway, and but that was gripping as Steph goes scoreless and then 33 in the second half. Then we move on to Portland-Denver, which was unbelievably gripping as C.J. McCollum puts up 37. Portland comes back from a 17-point deficit. Now we got Curry versus Curry in the Western Conference Finals. And then over in the East,
their parents have to flip a coin to see who's gonna wear what team gear.
Right. And then over in the East, we had Philly and Toronto. Do we have what do we have? What do we have for the people before we get to Memphis basketball recruiting here? What do we have for the people on Philly and Toronto?
Let's set the stage first with, of course, the TNT English broadcast.
Here's the TNT English broadcast of the shot.
You gotta be aware of the inbounder here if you're Philly.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
We the North, baby. We the North. All right. So that was the English version. And, of course, you've seen the shot now overlaid with Tigers. Have you seen that? That they Vern's call on Tigers, the putt on in the Masters that hung on the lip.
The chip shot, yes, sir.
Was it a chip? Mm-hmm. Was it a chip shot? Yes, hung
16.
On the lip.
Yes.
16. They overlaid that call on the video of this. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It bounced four times. That thing bounced four times. Anyway, what language we have next?
How about let's go first for the foreign broadcast. Let's go with the Korean broadcast.
Let's see what the Koreans had to say. Which is better? I think Korean takes it so far.
Yes, I think so too, because of the reaction of the ball being on the rim. Like they're kind of like willing it in.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
who's next?
Let's go with the Mandarin broadcast.
Oh,
next.
This is Mandarin. Yep.
比赛交给运动员，现在关键时刻真吹啊！莱昂纳德出来接球，犯规，两秒，罩住莱昂纳德后仰。
What people don't realize is that's James Wiseman is the color analyst.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On that broadcast. Very
yes.
Good, but not as good as the Korean.
Korean's still number one.
Korean's still number one. Do we have any others?
Let's go with the Portuguese broadcast.
Here's the Portuguese broadcast.
Vamos lá, Gasol que vai fazer a reposição, sempre buscando ele. Kawhi, com certeza ele vai tentar o chute. Kawhi Leonard foi para a zona morta, para o arremesso! Vitória espetacular do Toronto! Com drama!
I like the guy laughing.
I know next to nothing.
Just the guy laughing.
I know next to nothing about Portuguese other than because I took 5 years of Latin, I can kind of read it.
Mm-hmm.
But Portuguese right there sounds like Spanish, but without the emotion.
There was some emotion.
Mm-hmm.
There was some emotion.
But
you still going Korean here?
Yeah,
still
so Korean? Korean's so far my number one.
Do we have any more?
How about the Spanish broadcast? Let's compare.
Okay.
Saca Marc Gasol, 4 segundos para el final. Recibe Kawhi Leonard.
hacia adentro Kawhi, va a buscar su tiro, se levanta Kawhi. ¡Sí! ¡La ha metido Kawhi! Con suspense, mete una canasta histórica para la ciudad y para el equipo de Toronto. Es un milagro, es algo histórico, pero los Raptors están en la final de conferencia.
That guy was very professional. Yes. He wanted to get all the facts in.
Yes.
And he also mentioned Gasol. He was the only one who mentioned Gasol, I believe. But,
correct.
But I do love that you can hear the damn thing bouncing in each one of these.
Yes.
Bonk, bonk. It's fantastic. Are we done?
We have one last one for the Cantor family. This is the Turkish broadcast.
The Turkish broadcast.
Kawhi'nin ödü buldular. Ben Simmons'ın yakın savunması. Leonard boş çıkarıyor. Leonard attı. Kawhi Leonard basket! Kawhi! Kawhi Leonard! Kawhi Leonard içeriye düştü bu top. Kawhi Leonard! Vince Carter'ın kefareti ödendi.
That's pretty darn good.
You better in Korean?
I still think this is the winner.
He's plural. Gasol.
Leonard. 시간 떨어집니다. 3초. 2초.
That's the best one, right? Were they all doing it remotely, or were they doing it in the house, do you think?
If you made me guess, they were watching
all
the
remotely.
Feed. Yes,
they're all watching the feed. Anyway.
But I did get to finally feel like what it is when you're a WWE announcer and you announce all of the foreign broadcast teams. So now I feel like and Vince are stronger than
It was a lot of fun. It was a heck of a weekend of basketball, and it was certainly a wonderful way to end. And then Mark, for you three people out there who are haters, he's advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's this is what he won. That's the role he wanted to play, man, in life, right? I don't even know if he was Robin anymore. He was just like one of the – he was whatever. He was to Kawhi, who was massive again with 41. There were some wonderful still shots of that, photos of that moment as it's hanging in the air, just some fantastic photos of it.
How about how good the defense was?
Right. That was hard to, like,
he had, like, a sliver, basically, of about,
he had to shoot it way in the hell.
Yeah, like 8 to 10 inches to even get the shot off.
It was absolutely nuts. And then Mark goes over and hugs Joel Embiid, which I thought was classy. Didn't you think was classy? Mark hugging Joel Embiid?
Completely agree. I thought it was a cool moment.
Mark is a classy dude. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. There's some thought that Philly could ditch their coach, which would make another coach available ostensibly for Memphis. I have a hard time seeing that. If you're Brett Brown, I think I don't know why you sign on to Memphis, with all due respect to you.
I completely agree.
And if you're Memphis, I don't know that they're spending that much money on a coach.
That's an even better point.
And who knows if they get rid of him anyway. We can talk about that with Chris Harrington. But the biggest news locally of the weekend was the fact that Penny is just taking them all now. He is just taking them all. When we left the air Friday, we knew that Lester Quinones was going to be making his announcement at 4 o'clock. Shout out to Lester Quinones. Fastest announcement in the history of the universe. By 4:02, it was done. That guy has a quick release.
Yes.
There. Like, a lot of these things, they stay at 4 o'clock, and you get around to it.
By 4:25, they might be making their way to the room.
Oh, that's exactly right. And then you have 17 speeches by 17 people, all of whom want to take credit for the young man's talents.
It's all about the kids,
and development. They each have to say their piece. And, I first found him in third grade, and then you get the whole story, and,
Well, yes, though Jeff found him in the third grade, I'd like to point out that I molded him in sixth grade,
and I molded him when he got to sixth grade, and so you get these long, deals, and listen, it's a proud moment for everybody, I get it, everyone wants to bask a little bit, and so then roughly by 4:50, you would normally expect to have hopefully within the hour, you would get the announcement.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that's fine. Like, it's good radio. Like, for the Tyler Harris one, we had that one live, and then
it allowed us to fire off, 10,000 tweets saying, hey, join us now.
We had basically a two-hour show. I think the Wiseman one was longer, honestly. Nah, I mean, the Wiseman one, you had ESPN there to proctor it along.
Correct.
So
the gold standard, the gold standard's Tyler Harris.
Tyler was longer.
Tyler's the gold standard.
But I mean, listen, I don't begrudge any of that. I was just amazed that I was actually at a meeting at the time, and it like pops up 402 Lester Quinones to the University of Memphis, and you're like, holy cow, What an unbelievable player, perfect fit to put with James Wiseman. You've got, and I remember just a month and a half ago, people were telling me, he's got to go to Maryland, man. Got to go to Maryland because it's Under Armour, right? When Maryland gets involved, he's got to go to Maryland. And then it's Indiana, the storied franchise that it is, all those national championships. Penny's really going to go to the American Conference. He's going to get someone who has no particular link to Memphis at all and get him to commit to the University of Memphis, and sure enough did. And that vaulted Memphis up to the number 5 recruiting class in the country. And it produced a wave of national it produced a wave of national media, and it produced also a wave of absolute vitriol on the part of other fans. It is one of the delightful things about what is happening right now to read the reaction of other fans. It does not mean, by the way, that, and I'm not saying, I'm never going to, as Gary has said many times, he's never going to say a coach is doing it the right way. When LSU was getting all those players, fans were also saying, cheater, 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 right?
Correct.
And what does it appear?
Cheater, cheater, cheater.
It appears. I'm not saying that's true either. But it is still, listen, no one has been accusing Memphis no one has been ripping on Memphis for years. Why would you? Memphis was irrelevant.
Correct.
Memphis hasn't been, no one's been needing to rip on, and the rips fundamentally fall into two or three categories. They are, yeah, well, just wait till Penny get these guys, he can't coach them.
Yep.
Right?
That's a good one.
Or Penny handing out cash. Basically, those are the two rips. And when you're doing that, you know you're doing something right. I actually wrote a column after Evan Daniels was going to be on with us here in just a minute, tweeted out the news about Quinones. He tweets out, Memphis recruiting class now ranks number 5. Prediction they'll finish higher. Penny isn't done. Here's some of them. Marcus Rowe. This Penny recruiting luster will certainly die after next season when Memphis loses 13-plus games and doesn't make the NCAA tournament. Marcus Rowe.
It's a good take.
In his Twitter bio, in all caps, diehard Kentucky Wildcats fan.
What?
In all caps. Shocked, aren't you? James Willis tweets, probation Hardaway after he gets caught by the NCAA. James from Ashland, Kentucky.
I'm sure it's a coincidence right now.
Doug Baker. Mm-hmm. Doug Baker. Who's going to coach him? Investigation coming soon. Baker's bio says, fan of IU basketball.
Huh.
A guy named Tip wrote, bags dropped.
Ah, there you go.
Tip is an Alabama fan.
Yes. But again, Jeff, I don't
How
know
How about an Alabama fan actually writing the words, bags dropped?
Jeff, do you not understand that every elite level NFL player that is being recruited by everyone else, they always go to Alabama just because they want to wear the A?
Because they want to, yeah, roll tide. So anyway, so it's so that happened. And you're like, okay, well, this probably means you're going to have to pick and choose here. You can't get everybody, right? I mean, if you get one two guard who can shoot, what it means is that you're not going to get like for example, Rajon Tucker. Like he has 1 year left, and he's going to want to go somewhere where he knows he can be it. And everyone else is going to redouble their efforts on Rajon Tucker. And he's going to see Quinones there, and he's going to go somewhere else.
That stands to reason.
Perfectly logical, right?
Yes.
Unless you're Rajon Tucker, in which case Saturday late afternoon, he announces via Twitter that he is going to the University of Memphis.
day in the city of Memphis. It's a new day in the city of Memphis.
You know, I like that one even better than the Korean one. Anyway, so Rajon Tucker is going to the University of Memphis, and I think is a hugely important. It will not count in the rankings because they don't count graduate transfers in the rankings.
Correct.
He was, by all accounts, is, and we'll talk to Evan Daniels about this in a moment, one of the two best graduate transfers available. Like, if you just Google him, you'll see, and it's just delicious to watch this play out. Like, everyone wanted him. Tennessee, at one point, reaches out to Rajon Tucker. Their stories, you know, whatever. Like, everyone wanted him. And for a team that is inexperienced, to have a guy who obviously played at Florida Gulf Coast first before he transferred to Little Rock and then put a big year at Little Rock last year, averaging 20.3 points a game, 6.7 rebounds, 1.8 assists, shot greater than 40% from three both last year and as a career three-point shooter. He is the 6'5", in the end, picked Memphis over Auburn.
Had 29 against Memphis
Kansas
earlier in the year.
Kansas and Iowa State, and of course, you all remember him because he hung 29 on Memphis. He is both explosive. He's one of the best dunkers in college basketball, and an awesome three-point shooter, and he's experienced. And you now have Kanonis who can shoot. You now have Tucker who can shoot. You still have Tyler Harris who can shoot. Honestly, James Wiseman for a big man can shoot. It is something else what is happening here. And by the way, shout out to my man John Martin, because Friday night in the wake of the Kanonis thing, he actually tweeted out that Memphis still feels very good about Rajon Tucker. And sure enough, within 24 hours, Rajon Tucker, I suggest it might be time that you listen to John Martin and believe John Martin when he speaks on these things. And now Boogie is still out there. The belief is that he will commit to the University of Memphis. Precious is still out there. If you get both Boogie and Precious this week, I mean, Zion would top it, but this is building a colossus. And to me, what it really goes back to is, first of all, this is almost unimaginable, even for those of us who were advocating this change be made. It is almost unimaginable that is unfolding quite this extravagantly, and next year promises to be a total hoot. Yes, there's pressure to win. I heard Dan Wolkin, who's really smart and great and all that, and used to work at the Commercial Appeal, talking about how this puts pressure on Penny to win. Yeah, now he's going to have to win because he has all this talent. Now he's going to have to win, pointed out that's what happened with Josh Pastner. Got all this talent, didn't win, whatever. That's true. But what in the world does that even mean? I guess Dabo, if he didn't, you know, if he gets the quarterbacks he gets and he doesn't win, then people wonder if you can coach, right?
No, I mean, you said it best on Gary's show on Friday. I hope I don't win the lottery because, God, what would I have to do with all that money?
I'll have to spend the money. I'll have to hire an accountant and I'll have to spend my money correctly.
Too much work. Not for me.
I mean, if I get elected president, you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to actually be a good president. Right, I mean that's a problem. If you win
it's the only thing holding us back.
It's the only, and whatever it is, like, yes, it is true. You have to do a good job. That goes without saying. But what are you going to do? Have crappy talent, so you have lower expectations? We've done that. No, you get the best players you can get, and then you achieve the level you can achieve. And if in the end you don't deliver, then yes, you will be fired. That's the way it works. But what really struck me is every coach when they come in, and I was reminded of this because Chris Wallace, like even Memphis Grizzly, freaking David Fizdale, when he was hired, to coach a declining Memphis Grizzlies team. And what did he talk about?
Championships, my championship pedigree, back when I won championships in Miami.
And you know what wasn't going to happen under David Fizdale?
Championships in Memphis.
That was not going to happen. For David Fizdale. It's just a lot of time people say this, we're here to win a championship, and you roll your eyes, or you understand that it's just something that people say. When Penny was hired, he said, I am here to, listen, we have been to the Final Four under Gene Bartow and the championship game and lost. We have been to the Final Four under Dana and didn't make the finals. We'd have been to the Final Four under John Calipari and been to the championship game and lost. There has been a long history of wonderful, historic, memorable Memphis basketball. That history does not include winning a title. And I am here to win a championship. And, of course, that's what coaches say. And I am not here to tell you, by the way, that he is going to win a championship either next year or the next five. But I am here to tell you that he is conducting himself and he is recruiting at the level that makes championships possible. Is that not correct?
I said this with Drew Hill on Friday, the 2-4 show. Like, I don't want to say like I was rolling my eyes when Penny kept saying championship, championship, championships, national championship, national championships, but it's really hard. There's a lot of really good teams
right.
that have not been able to get there. And now.
No, you will have a
it's
shot.
It's not far-fetched.
You will have a shot. You will be in the 15 teams that has a shot, to win a championship. I do want to tell you, if you are not one of the folks who have called affordable blinds, it's kind of beautiful out there today. Did you notice that? It's actually started out a little chilly. It is beautiful.
It's hard not to notice it when you've been seeing rain.
It is one of those days. Yeah, after all these days of rain, you will want to tell, to your machine, open my Alexa, open my blinds. And the blinds will come up and the sun will come pouring in once again. Affordable blinds in Memphis. It's called affordable blinds because they're affordable. They're also the highest quality and honestly the fastest service. And the truth of the matter is the most, I don't know how to describe it. Like Chip is both a professional, but he's also an incredibly wonderful guy. And he, Chip Wiggins, lifelong Memphian, he'll bring the mobile showroom that they have at Affordable Blinds to your home like they did for John Martin. You can go over everything. He'll measure it, price it, show you all the options. Sam, who we know is an incredibly exacting, demanding when it comes to this stuff. John Martin ordered her a table, he said, and she hates the table. She loves their plantation shutters. They were installed recently. She loves the plantation shutters. Yet another happy customer. Blind shades and shutters can transform your home. Exterior shutters can give your whole home a whole new look from the outside. Give them a call, 753-5822. Or what I would urge you to do is go to the Facebook page, the Affordable Blinds and Shutters Facebook page, see what they got, see what they're all about, and you'll see what they can do for your home. When we come back, Evan Daniels is going to join us from 247 Sports to talk to us about the phenomenon that is Memphis basketball recruiting. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphicity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphicity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning-fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but five-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts, too.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary, discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Fast.
fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offerings. 5/21/19. Restrictions apply to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who have never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, ever floated across the ground on comfort pods or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, if you got cracks in the walls of your home, floors are sinking and slipping a little bit, what do you do? You call Redeemers Group. Of course, it's a local company. Serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade. Foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement, waterproofing, concrete, leveling. Redeemers Group, the place to call. Just give them a call. 541-8765. 541-8765. They will send an expert to your home. This expert will not cost you a single penny to come out and analyze the situation and see if anything's going on. So you get the peace of mind that comes from having an expert visit your home for no cost at all. Or if you got a problem, go ahead and mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You get additional $50 off the repair project. But if you don't want to proceed, literally, it won't cost you a single penny. No harm in calling. Only harm could be in waiting. 541-8765 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Joined now by Evan Daniels. Seems like he's becoming a regular guest here, which we deeply appreciate. 247 Sports Director of Basketball Recruiting, FS1 College Basketball Insider, host of the Sidelines podcast, available on iTunes, and a regular chronicler of the triumphs lately of Penny Hardaway. Evan, how are you?
I'm great, man. That's a lot of titles. It's like the breaker of chains as well.
It's a so all right. Let's go through them one by one chronologically. Lester Kanonis, I think people expected it. You expected it. What kind of player is he?
This is a kid that I think can really help Memphis in the shooting department. He is a knockdown shooter. He's got good size at 6'4", 6'5". I think he's made some significant improvements over the last year with his body. He's gotten in better shape. He's in turn become a better athlete. And I also believe that he's gotten more skills. I think he's skilled enough where you can even put the ball in his hand some and he can operate some and pick and roll and make good decisions. But I think the area that separates him is his shooting ability. And as you know, shooting is increasingly becoming more and more important. And in my eyes, there's not a lot of knockdown shooters in the high school ranks, and I think he fits that category.
Will he be a knockdown shooter right away? In other words, it is an adjustment. And what do you expect his immediate impact to be?
Yeah, I think he can come in and make shots right away. I mean, there's going to be freshman growing pains. There always is for every player. But I think this is a kid that can really shoot the basketball. He's got good mechanics, good footwork, good shot preparation. I think that's where he can impact the game the most as a freshman. Now, I do think they're going to put the ball in his hands some. And I'm not saying he's a point guard because he's not. But he's got some combo to him, and he's got some ability to play with the basketball. But shooting, that's the calling card.
What kind of kid is he?
I mean, I don't claim to know him that well.
Right.
I've been around him some. Pretty open. Pretty seems pretty bright. Talkative, engaging. That's probably how I would describe him.
By the time it happened, we expected it to happen. The fact of Penny being in with that Lester Quinones, who does not, and honestly, let's be honest, Mike Miller being in with Lester Quinones, who does not have a particular connection with Memphis, is it eye-opening, I guess? How would you term it?
Maybe a little. You know, I think we all expected, and I think you and I have discussed this on the show before, we expected him to get the Memphis kids. James Wiseman, Malcolm Dandridge, Alex Lomax, like guys like that. I think that there was an expectation that he would lock up the city of Memphis, and he's done that. I think going out and getting a Lester Quinones, a national level recruit, kid they had to beat out some really good schools for, gives them national credibility. And the same will be said if and when they get Boogie Ellis, and if and when they're able to get Precious Achiuwa. Though the Memphis stuff was expected, being able to take advantage of having a James Wiseman come in and fill it with other top 50 type talents, I don't want to say it's surprising, but maybe unexpected.
He is key to this, isn't he, James? I mean, the idea of the
biggest key.
He is key, A, just because you're playing. A, you know everyone's going to be watching. B, Quinones and Wiseman seems perfect, right? I mean, as a tandem. There will be more around them, but they certainly complement each other.
Yeah, and honestly, that's one of the things that Lester said in my conversation with him the day before he committed. It was, look, I think that James and I can play really well together because it's going to be tough for them to double down on James when there's a guy like me on the floor that can stretch the floor and is such a dangerous shooter. And it was clear that those guys had mentioned that to Lester and to James, and I think they do fit well together. And same would be said if Memphis is able to add Boogie Ellis, because you can make a case that he's one of the best, if not the best, shooter in the entire class. Shot at about 45% in the Nike EYBL last summer. So adding shooting around James Wiseman is very key.
All right, so I'm going to get to Boogie in just a second. The other thing that happened over the weekend was Rajon Tucker decided to join. And obviously he's not included in the rankings because he's a graduate transfer.
Right.
But could be hugely significant because of his experience, explosiveness, again, shooting. What's Rajon Tucker like? We saw him put 29 on Memphis, so we have an idea. But what do you think of Rajon Tucker?
Well, this is a really, really good athlete, a strong, chiseled body, good leaper. He shot the ball particularly well his last season at Little Rock. It's a guy that's equipped to score the basketball, and I think that's how he can help them. But also with his athleticism, his toughness, he's got the tools to be a good defender. It's another really strong piece to the puzzle.
Is he a three?
And it gives you experience.
Is he a three?
Yeah,
he's a three. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a three.
He's a three.
I thought you said, is he a freak?
No.
He is a freak athlete.
He's also a freak, too.
But he is a three as well.
I mean, he's one of the best dunkers in college basketball, is he not? I mean, he is a freak.
Yeah.
All right, so you got that. And then moving on to Boogie. Where are you? What are you thinking will happen there? And what kind of addition would it be?
I like Memphis for Boogie Ellis. I think that they're in. I think they're the clubhouse leader. And I don't know. You know, this just happened with Boogie opening it up, but Memphis seemed ready and pounced right on it. And they were the school I heard out of the gate. And I have no reason to believe otherwise. So I feel confident saying they're the leader in the clubhouse to get Boogie Ellis.
And he's advertised as a combo guard. How much of that combo is point guard capabilities, and how much is, as you pointed out, again, another knockdown shooter?
Yeah, I think it's a good mixture. And he can certainly play with the ball in his hands, and I think Boogie wants to long-term be a point guard. So I think wherever he goes, I think it's contingent on playing with the ball in his hands, and I think it's something that he can do. In my eyes, his biggest strength is ability to make shots, but he can handle. He can create space with his handle. He can pass. But the shooting is where he's best. And like I mentioned, Nike UIBL is very stiff competition. and 45% clip from three on, I don't know the attempts, but I know it was a very large number of attempts. It's really impressive.
This all is nuts. All right, how about Precious?
I would say if you made me pick a school today, I would say Memphis for Precious. But they have stiff competition with Kansas.
Right.
So I don't think it's done. I think that there's some stuff to play out here. If I had to pick a school today, I'd say Memphis. But they're in a battle. And I'll be curious to see if he takes another visit, because I know Georgia has been trying to get him on campus.
How do at some point you like? How did all these guys fit together? I mean, you got Kanonis and Tucker and Precious, and you've already got DJ here. At some point, does Precious look? I mean, obviously he's confident in his abilities, maybe the best player of the group. But how does that all work?
I actually think they all fit pretty well together. You know, Tucker brings in the experience, and keep in mind, you know better than anybody, Memphis had to replace a lot.
Right.
So you bring in Tucker to be an athlete, a tough guy, an athlete that can score, and he brings experience. You've got James Wiseman, arguably the best player in the country, one of the top two in my eyes. And so he's the centerpiece. And then you build around him. You got Lester Quinones that can make shots, potentially a Boogie Ellis that can make shots and handle the ball. You've got DJ Jeffries, who I think is versatile and can help them from a rebounding standpoint. Same with Precious. He brings athleticism, versatility, defensive potential. And I think it's a roster that meshes and fits. You got, don't forget about Malcolm Dangers, who can help them from a rebounding and physical standpoint. I think some of these pieces do fit, especially once they added shooting.
Did Tyler Harris and Alo still fit?
Yeah, of course they fit. They need all the experience they can get. And obviously, Tyler had a better season than I would have projected and, you know, looked pretty good. And both those guys bring toughness. So, yeah, of course they fit.
It's just we're not used to having this kind of talent here, Evan. Having a coach having to juggle talent is
a great problem. Look, this is a Kentucky. Let's say this plays out where they get Boogie and Precious, even if they miss on Precious. This is a Duke or Kentucky level recruiting class. Duke and Kentucky have dominated recruiting over the last 10 years. Each of the last 10 years, they've been one or two in the recruiting rankings every single year. This is that tier of a recruiting class.
If they get Boogie,
and if they get both, they'll finish two.
They'll finish two behind Kentucky.
I'm pretty sure the way I just did the 24/7 sports class calculator. So the team rankings are done via formula based on composite rankings. So I believe if they got both, they would finish barely number two.
That's just remarkable. And I guess we're saying RJ is going where we're going somewhere else.
I think Kansas is out in front on RJ. If Memphis gets Boogie,
what's
it almost gets the point.
Yeah, what's the point?
I actually Boogie may fit better for Memphis.
Boogie makes.
He may fit better just because of the shooting.
I see. He also is.
He's a better shooter than RJ.
He's also a of this group. The ones who are likely to be one and done are Wiseman and Precious. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. I think any top 10 player coming into college thinks he's one and done. I think there are guys and Precious could fit in this boat that could benefit from a second year, but. Because while Precious is physically and athletically extremely talented, there's some skill developing to do. So it wouldn't necessarily shock me if he was around for 2 years. But hypothetically, yes, those would be the two that would be pushing to be one and done.
And where is this going to put if this happens and they get Precious, all of this, Boogie, Precious, et cetera, I mean, will they be preseason top 10?
Yeah, I would think they would be, for sure.
It's really.
I can't imagine. I mean,
It's really staggering. It is really staggering what has happened. It's funny because Dan Wolgan was on with Gary Parrish on Friday, and he said, yeah, this is going to put a lot of pressure on Penny to win, because you look at what Josh did. He recruited at a high level, and then he didn't win at that level, and that's all true, but what's the alternative? I mean, like, that is what happens. You get good players, and then you have to win with the good players, but it beats the alternative, I guess. I mean,
this is what he took the job for.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what he took the job for. Go out and get players and try to win. Penny's a competitor, so this is a great challenge to have, no question.
And then looking, by the way, and we're of course talking to Evan Daniels from 247 Sports, who's been gracious to join us once again. Like looking down the road, where do you think they are with Matt Morrell? Are they well positioned with him? They're going to be a battle for him. We got a whole other class coming up now.
I think it's early,
right?
But you know, they've obviously had to. And look, we didn't even talk. This is off topic, I guess. But we didn't even talk about Damian Ball, who I think is a very good player that can really help them, especially from a defense. He's an elite defender. I think they're in good shape with Matthew Morrell. It's early, but he's a really good player.
What'd you make of the Beilein bombshell?
I had actually randomly heard that it was like something that could potentially happen about 2 weeks ago, but I kind of like dismissed it. So to kind of see the bomb dropped by Woj was a little surprising. Using some obvious connections when you think about it, with Mike Gansey being a rising executive in their front office. But once you see it kind of come across the wire, it's a little surprising.
Evan, really do appreciate all your work, and I appreciate you joining us. It's an exciting time here, and we appreciate you contributing to it. Thanks very much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that is Evan Daniels from 247 Sports. What struck you, Jeffrey, from that conversation?
I would say what struck me the most, we understand, like, you know, you and I have gone through the rankings, and I've done it on the station here a lot, about how this is a Kentucky, this is a Duke-level recruiting class, but I don't know, maybe I'm still struggling to conceptualize it.
You're exactly right. Recruiting has become, it feels different these days than it used to be. It feels like there's been this Kentucky-Duke separation.
Correct.
Right? All the great players, some occasionally go, Ben Simmons will go to LSU, et cetera. But the players.
But they've shared the number one class. They've been 1 and 2 for like the last 5 years or more.
And it's become this sort of NBA level clustering, right?
Correct.
It's as if LeBron and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade decided, you know what? Let's all go to the Grizzlies.
Right.
Exactly. That's sort of what is as if. And you just don't necessarily – there's lots of schools out there besides Duke and Kentucky that would aspire to magnificent recruiting classes. North Carolina, that have rich traditions. North Carolina, UCLA, Indiana.
Kansas,
right? Kansas, for heaven's sakes, right? And this is a class that is destroying all of them. And obviously, Wiseman was the – Penny was a key. Wiseman was a key. Can you imagine if they had not pulled the trigger when they pulled the trigger, Wiseman wouldn't have come, and none of these other dudes then would have come. I mean, I don't know what it would have looked like. I think Penny Price would have still taken the job. If he had gotten the job this year, after a unsuccessful year this year, but by then Wiseman would be gone. This is why it was partly so imperative, because it set up this haul. And yes, it absolutely does mean that they now have to win. That is absolutely true. It actually doesn't mean, though, that they have to win a national championship. No, people aren't ridiculous, right? That doesn't mean that they have to get to a Final Four. I think it does mean that. I mean, look, Duke didn't get to the Final Four. They had a good year.
Neither did Kentucky.
And as we just established, really the only absolutely 100% certain one and done here is James Wiseman.
Agreed.
And so, I mean, he is 100% locked, guaranteed one and done. So there's no reason to think this is over after 1 year. If they don't get to the Sweet 16, it will be disappointing. But it's been so long since this team won at a high level getting to the Sweet 16, winning an NCAA tournament game, winning another NCAA tournament game, getting out of the first weekend, going to the second weekend, ultimately, if you then lost a Sweet 16 game, that would feel disappointing when you lost it. But people aren't going to be, calling for Penny's head or something if he doesn't get to the Final Four next year. It doesn't put that kind of pressure on him. It does mean you do have to win at a significant level. You have to juggle this talent, et cetera. But I thought the other really interesting thing that he pointed out was, well, two things. One is he had no issues with how these players fit together. That's something that people are worrying about right now is, ooh, what does this mean for each of these players, right? And also, what does it mean for Tyler and for Alo? I still think there's some questions about particular Tyler, because Tyler is wired to be a star. And I don't mean in that negatively. He's just wired to be a star. And so will his personality allow him to fit in seamlessly? And when Derrick Rose joined the team that was Antonio and CDR and whatever else, one of the remarkable things about it was they just said, yeah, he's the best player. Like, we're great. We've done great. We've gotten to Elite Eights. This dude is the dude, and they just welcome him, and there was no jealousy or anything else. I think there will be some issues, as there always are with playing time and chemistry, but it was interesting to me how Evan just kind of batted them away. He said, no, of course they're really important. They're veterans. They're tough. Tyler had a good year. He did have a good year. Yes, they will be contributing. And with respect to each of these players, they fit also with each other. That actually, if you look at it, you've got Boogie, who's a point guard who can shoot. You've got Kanonis, who's a two who can shoot. You've got Tucker, who's an incredibly athletic, chiseled, physical dude, toughness.
Shot 41% from the field. Shot 41% from three this year.
Yeah, and he's a tough guy. Precious is a monster.
They're built a lot like the Bucks are built. The Bucks have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is your Wiseman type, unicorn freak, and then they surrounded them with shooters.
Right,
that's kind of what Memphis is doing.
In some ways, these are on a college level. These are even higher level players than that.
For sure.
That gets you to the other thing, is that so A, they fit seamlessly, and then B, I don't know when the last time Memphis had a team that could shoot. Like, Memphis is as long as I've been here, they're not known as a team. There have been shooters. Chris Crawford could shoot. Joe, when he was on, could shoot. Heck. Josh Steinfall, once upon a time, was a dude who could shoot. I mean, they've had some shooters on their team, but fundamentally not known as a program of shooters. If you've got Tyler, brilliant shooter, has some shot selection possible issues, etc., but brilliant shooter. Kanonis, knockdown shooter. Tucker's not actually, even though he's known more as an athlete than as a shooter, but he did shoot better than 41% from three last year. Boogie Ellis, as Evan Daniels just told you, 45% from three in Nike EBYL. He's a shooter. Wiseman, for a big guy, is a shooter. Like, when the hell have we had teams that can just shoot in this city? It's been... I don't know. Like, it has been a long, long time. So, and as you also heard, he believes that right now Boogie Ellis is headed to the University of Memphis. And if he had to pick right now on Precious, he believes he is headed to the University of Memphis.
Just backtracking, the best shooting team was the 2012-2013 team, at least from three. That team shot 37% from three, and that was 46th nationally.
And how did they put up many threes? Who was the best shooter on that team? Do you have that roster?
The best shooter on that team from three would have been, of guys that qualified, Joe Jackson, who shot 44.7% from three.
Joe's a good shooter.
Antonio shot 40% even from three. Chris Crawford was 39.9, so nearly 40% from three.
Yeah. Chris is a good shooter. Antonio Barton. Antonio.
Correct. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Antonio Barton. Yeah. All right.
I probably should have used the last name there as well.
Well, there have been other Antonios who are more famous, but they wouldn't have played with Joe. Anyway, really thank Evan Daniels from coming on here. Rajon Tucker is going to be on, is my understanding, with Jason and John at 11:25. So you will not want to miss that. In the meantime, we are talking to you from the Triumph Bank Studios. What a thrill that is. We have the best name. Our studio name is the best name because it has the word Triumph in it. But also it's the best name because Triumph Bank is a local bank that was started in 2006 because they wanted to form a bank that would be integral to Memphis in every way you could be integral to Memphis. And that means both rolling up your sleeves and being involved in Memphis enterprises. You see Triumph Bank getting involved with good things in Memphis all over the place. But it also means a bank that is responsive to Memphis customers, a bank where you can go in and get a debit card printed out if you lost your debit card, a bank where you can go in and talk to Will Chase, who's the CEO, a bank where if you want a cell phone number, Will Chase will give you his cell phone number, a bank where you look up at any number of good events, and there's Tracy Strickland who works with the bank. I saw her at the panel that we did on the economic impact of sports. They are committed to Memphis. They have nearly $800 million in assets, so they can do anything that the massive national banks can do, but they have the feel and intimacy and friendliness and community sense and commitment of a bank, which is what it was, which was started in Memphis. So go see our friends at Triumph Bank. When we come back, we will talk to Chris Harrington. He has a piece up about Memphis music, but we'll talk to him primarily. We'll get into that just a little bit. It is an opus. You will not want to miss it over at the Daily Memphian, but we'll talk to Chris primarily about it's lottery week on top of everything else. It's lottery week, and there were some good games played over the weekend. And after that, I think we're going to open the phones and have you all talk to us about Memphis recruiting expectations and your level of giddiness. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, huge week here in Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional X-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with GEICO Online, over the phone, or at your local office.
It's the official season of tire swings and tire checks. Now that summer's almost here, keep your family safe by making sure your tires are inflated properly. Right now during the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, save up to $100 on four select Goodyear tires. Includes free one-year roadside assistance, alignment check, and lifetime tire rotation. And if you pay with your Pep Boys credit card, we'll install them for free. It's the Pep Boys Big Memorial Day Savings Event, now through May 26th. Four tire installation required. Offers after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.